Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Everyman Show. I'm A.D. DeBosco here on Facebook. If you want to friend me, you can, or whatever you do on Facebook, friend, follow, whatever freaky weirdo thing people do on Facebook. Yeah, I use it now and then. I go on, I go off. You know, Mark Zuckerberg's real name is Jacob Greenberg. You might as well get a little hint that it's run by the Rockefellers, the same bastards that run the CIA, the same bastards that run Hillary Clinton, the same bastards that run Tim Kaine, the same bastards that allow chemtrails, the same bastards that know that vaccines are killing us. I got another really nice, I got a nice diagnosis today from my doctor after 15 fucking months of fighting fucking bladder cancer and them telling me, oh, it's just an infection. Oh, there's nothing wrong with you. Here, drink some cranberry juice. No big fucking deal. Now they tell me I got to have my bladder out. I said, you know what? Eat shit. I'm getting ready to fight this holistically. I'm getting ready to go to the people that you and your cronies murdered. Whatever's left of them, I will find them, and I will beat this at 58 years old. I am not having chemo. I am not going to let them remove parts of my body so they can go collect a six-digit paycheck and say, well, we tried, but I got a new Mercedes out of the deal. Enough of that. What about Hillary Clinton, folks? The brain-clotted, undeniable multi-personality, schizophrenic, unbelievable globalist, New World Order shill, one that ordered Waco. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's all over Google. Why don't you just Google Hillary Clinton ordered the murders of orphans, little kids, and David Koresh in Waco. Benghazi, let's go back to Whitewater, shall we? She stole people's homes. We are talking about a woman that has no business walking the free face of the earth. We're talking about a couple who has children with other people and then put them in prison, like Webster Hubble. That's Chelsea's dad. We've got people like Donald Trump fighting for the last bastions of the United States and freedom. The last, well, whatever you want to call it. You know, I listen to talkers, Alex Jones, Michael Savage. I listen to local guys. I listen to foreign guys. I listen to guys in every state. Conservative talkers are going to shut down Breitbart. We are going to shut down conservative news because they are not following our dialect. They are not allowing us to indoctrinate you further into stupidity. Yes, my husband did rape a whole bunch of people. Yes, my husband killed lots of people in Bosnia for no reason. I don't know why I had 600 emails on my computer from Chris Stevens. They shouldn't have been there. I mean, I could imagine what goes through this woman's head every night. Let's kill more Americans. She talks about men in uniform. It's just beyond the scope of imagination that this is allowed to go on, that mainstream media. I mean, what are you doing, Murdoch? Firing Roger Ailes. Why did Megyn Kelly have to get her hair cut off? Why is it that we find out time and time again that people like Bill Gates murdered people all over the planet and his father penned for lobbyists the Margaret Sanger agenda to exterminate and sterilize black people? It didn't work, did it? It didn't work. These people are so egregious, so dangerous. You know, I sit around and I ask myself at 58 years old, I'll be 59 in October, how did I get bladder cancer? What happened? Well, I know what happened because the farmer next door to my house sprayed glyphosate right up to my well. Did somebody whisper in his ear, hey, go poison this guy's well with Roundup. We'll get him out of here and we'll take his house for nothing. I came home and I saw that 25 feet onto my property, the grass was dead all the way up. And I said, what in the hell is going on here? My dog and I were walking on the beach having fun just weeks before that happened. When I got her out of here and sent her to Masser, my beloved Bridget, my beloved Gidget, Bridget was stolen from me. But Gidget I sent to Masser because she had lost her hair again 3 years in a row, but this time she was paralyzed. She couldn't walk. Her hind legs didn't work anymore. I said, oh my God, I got to get her out of here. I called them, they came, I gave her away, I put her in the car, I kissed her on the mouth, and I looked at her. I had to walk away because I cried for 2 days. I am a 220-pound man with 19-inch biceps and a 50-inch chest who could smash through your face like Jell-O. And those dogs broke my heart. Her father, the same thing. I came to Delaware thinking that I had gotten away from danger on the Beltway. I wanted to start a new life. I figured I'd get back into things. I can hardly get out of frickin' bed in the morning. It's the silent killer, ladies and gentlemen. If your children are eating GMO, you're killing them. And they know it. And if you have not read the documents, if you have not read Seeds of Destruction, and you don't know what I've said time and time again, reinventing government, fast bullets, and cultural changes, you know, not all these people know what's going on. Behind closed doors, when Monsanto, Syngenta, and Bayer, and these other ridiculous companies come out and say, we need a higher yield, the world's food supply is dwindling. And we can fix it. And Congress says, well, yeah, we'll go ahead and sanction that. We got to put $10 billion in it. It's killing us. Killing people all over the planet. This is why they're in Africa. They're wiping out the indigenous tribes and the all parts of Africa. And when Africa is wiped clean, they're going to end the United States. China is poised. China has been weaponized. Putin knows this full well. Putin doesn't want war. You see, people that are healthy, people that are actually not poisoned and emotionally destroyed mentally, understand fully that life is a precious gift. And when you're put in power, you're only supposed to fight the bad guys. You're not supposed to become the evil ones for the Jesuit that like population destruction. So they can pimp their religion on people and say, oh, it's God's will. No, ladies and gentlemen, your child is not 200 pounds. It's not God's will. Drinking diet filth, chemicals, and horrid nightmarish eating horrid nightmare food is not God's will. It is the transformation from nitrogen-based fertilizers and food that's been around for millennium to a silicone petro-based food like your petrochemical big pharma hellish murder soft kill that killed your parents. So now I have bladder cancer from neonicotinoid pesticides that EPA approved because they took the money and they went and bought beach houses and country cottages, and they're going to retire and they're going to live until they're 90 because they have the right medical care. They eat the right food. They know what they've done. Hillary Clinton, ladies and gentlemen, is both a savage, an oligarch, and a victim. She did cocaine for 40 years. Hardcore cocaine. I don't doubt that she drank herself into oblivion every chance she got. You know, most beer, most alcoholic beverages that have been sold to foreign companies is not the same oak barrel cured or the same hops. You got to spend $11 for a six pack now to get real beer that might have been made with some wholesome ingredients. You got Nancy Pelosi running around telling us we're AstroTurf, that Donald Trump is speaking poo-poo verbiage. People are maniacs and they hate your guts. I hear Alex Jones talking to Dr. Group. I hear Anthony, whatever his name is, I can't remember right now, talking about GMOs, eating real foods, you got to eat all these different supplements. They've manufactured this and they've manufactured that. Well, I've been taking the nascent iodine, and I'm getting ready to go on a major alkaline diet. Fruits, vegetables, I'm going to take colloidal silver until it comes out of my freaking ears. I'm going to take the X2. I am going to get the DNA force. I am going to try to beat this thing that I'm urinating every night. The blood clots, the nightmarish pain, the waking up every couple of hours. I have major, major dreams. When I take magnesium and I take potassium and I take calcium, everything seems to regulate. I'm not getting it from food. They want to tell us that smoking is the cause of everything. While you have literally God knows how many chemicals raining down on you in chemtrails. Everybody knows about chemtrails, and so many people walk around, ha ha, what are you talking about? That's airplane exhaust. That's not airplane exhaust, folks. I worked on jets for 6 years. Maybe that's what's killing me. Maybe the mouthful of trichlorethane that I got working when I worked for Dynalectron back in 1981 from some wise ass that thought that he would pump the cleaning fluid while I had my face down in the hole, looking and inspecting for rivets and cracks and damage. He thought that was funny. I won't get to sue for that. I probably wouldn't win a case if I went after the people, Murray Brothers, that sprayed on my property, although I have pictures and documented everything. I am going to slowly descend into the hell of the carving knife of my surgeon as they remove various parts of my sexual organs, and I'll never be able to have another orgasm. There's no point in me flirting with a pretty lady at a bar or a pretty lady on the beach or in a grocery store anywhere. Although I am loaded with charisma, although I am fairly handsome, I have a great silver mustache now, and I've lost 80 pounds. Doesn't matter. They won't want me. I'm damaged goods. I'm damaged goods, and I will never, ever get a government job because I'm not good enough. See, I have a criminal history for having found the man's cell phone and returning it to him and him deciding that I stole it. Yeah, they did that to me too. You wonder what's going on with Black Lives Matter, why Ford Foundation would fund them with $100 million and George Soros another $200 million or whatever? What wrong did the United States really do to black people that Hillary Clinton doesn't know about, that especially, oh my God, Bill Gates? And when you read about what Henry Kissinger did with the NSSM 200 agenda, how they weaponized food. Can you imagine that? Weaponized food. There's your kids eating a bowl of cereal. They got the milk. They're out there. They're doing their thing. Then they're going to go get a bunch of vaccines because school says, well, you have to have them. Look, folks, nothing happened in Sandy Hook, but it might as well have. They don't need to kill our children with bullets. They're doing a damn fine job with your food, with the vaccines, with the medical establishment in this country, with the corporate nightmares that want to charge $600 for an EpiPen while they know full goddamn well these motherfucking crazy, insane, scientific, technocratic maniacs know full well what they did to your kids. And they sit around eating their caviar on their beach houses in the Canary Islands saying, I made $1 billion last year. Dollars. The dollars is what matters, see? The dollars gets the dolls. The dollar gets the doll babies. The eugenics, genocidal, undeniable fact that humanity has gone so far over the edge, as Ted Turner screams, they're using too much stuff. The guy's practically dead. Henry Kissinger is practically dead. Herbert Walker Bush, the orphan rapist at Barney Frank's house, practically dead. These are the people that killed JFK as he tried to write things. They wanted to kill Reagan as he tried to write things. Nixon was really not a bad guy. Carter had every intention of fixing the tensions on the global stage that were created by the CIA starting in 1948, my ass. They were the OSS long before that. And Rockefeller, the freakazoid oily one, started his reign of terror 10 to 15 years before the Civil War, Standard Oil. You see, they just couldn't take any more of those whales being killed. And after all, cancer was around then as well, so he decided to put oil into a jar and sell it to people called Flick. That's right, Flick. Flick them off like bugs. 34,000. Not 34, but 34,000 chemicals are used throughout the planet for everything from cleaning solvents to fertilizer. You should not be eating this. Logan's Run may have been a really real situation. They did not want us living past 50 years old. My dad died at 53 from a massive heart attack just months after they gave him statins and water pills. He was already dehydrated. He was already drinking far too much Pepsi. You know, the ones that put the child, the embryonic cells in the flavoring, and nine times the color content that the EPA said, get it out. The FDA said, get it out. Doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. The Nazis are literally rolling in, well, I don't know what to call it. There are no words to express the undeniable maniacal maniacism that goes on. I'm sitting here right now watching hummingbirds looking for a feeder that fell off my window. And I'm watching them amass, and they're frantic. They cannot find the sugar water that I leave for them. And it reminds me of what's going to happen when the food shelves are empty, when the ATMs don't work, when they bring this country to a halt with a banker nightmare cyber bullshit agenda coming in October. Do you really believe that the internet is the end all? Are you preparing? Why bother? Why bother? The zombie agenda is so close. They're going to do this just as sure as I'm doing the Everyman Show right now. They don't have to crack whips anymore. They don't have to have long lines at the gas station. They don't have to raise taxes. They don't have to, you know, raise your property taxes or lower and devalue your homes. They just have to cut off the food supply or tell you that something catastrophic happened. Maybe we need another flour alert or spinach alert. Yeah, you would not want to have your food give you E. coli bacteria. Yeah. Well, I really strongly doubt that that's ever really happened. I mean, after all, these people working in the fields, they wouldn't piss on your food, would they? Some guy who has hepatitis, I mean, after all, he wouldn't do that to the farmer. Would he? Oh, yeah. Maybe he would. Maybe some Bill Melinda Gates truck rolls up and decides that they're going to go ahead and spray some horrible, nightmarish goop all over a freshly picked crop of spinach or wheat. And before you know it, yeah, wow, there it is. There is an epidemic. Zika, ladies and gentlemen, is a fraud. Zika, ladies and gentlemen, was patented by Rockefeller in 1954. Zika, ladies and gentlemen, is a sterilization for men agenda. That's what it is. And you find out that Governor Scott's wife owns the spraying company. She owns the bullshit spraying company in Florida that's killing millions more bees. Yeah, they've killed millions more bees. That's what's happened. Have you read about that? I don't know why I bother doing this show. I don't get paid for it. I'm broker than a freaking, you know, handyman in a brand new home development. But I do it because, A, it is a nervous impulse. I do it, B, because I do it as well as many others. And by the way, I'm looking for work. If anybody wants to email me, I mean, they can email me at ALLDAYCONST@AOL.com, All Day Construction abbreviated. Yeah, I used to have a construction company, but I use that email anyway, hoping that maybe somebody will call me for a kitchen. Maybe somebody needs a bathroom done. But then again, I'd have to pay $1,000 for license and insurance for the privilege of being a slave and working for as little as possible. You better understand two things. Depopulation is real. Agenda 21 is now Agenda 2030. Mainstream media is nothing but an occult of liars. They'll do anything for $250,000 a year salary. They'll do anything to be able to afford a gram of Coke every other day. They'll do anything to see their mug on that idiot box they call the television. Yeah. Television. Tell the people a vision, and they're going to believe what you say because they believe that it's wholesome. I would give anything to work for Alex Jones. Alex, if you ever listen to my program, get in contact with me one way or another. I'm all over Facebook. I'm all over Twitter. Boing, boing at Mr. Biskey. I'm the guy who has no problem using four-letter words to describe the people you talk about every day. I will do it for three hots and a cot, my friend, as long as I can bring my little dog Skipper with me. I'm doing what I can, ladies and gentlemen, to beat the globalists, to beat the oligarchs, the crazies, the maniacs, the killers, the ones that took us into Afghanistan, the ones that blew up Iraq. I mean, look, if anybody believes, look, let's just face it. Granted, Assad has his way of taking care of business, but there is no bigger murdering, maniacal occult on this planet than my beloved, well, it's not my United States anymore. It's been gone. When you listen to Steve Pachenik tell you exactly who the Bushes are, what they've done, and who they are, this it ain't mine. And I really don't appreciate them doing it in my name. You see, I served in the military as a turd. I got third class. They finally gave me a third class petty officer stripe the day I got out of the Navy. Oh, how nice of them. Finally, after I got out. I kind of wish I had stayed in, but I couldn't take getting any more vaccines, and I couldn't handle the threats. I couldn't handle the threats every day of thinking if I did something wrong, they were going to put me in their gulag or give me captain's mask and take away my money. Or maybe I was going to do something wrong on an airplane or get set up. I just didn't want to be in the military anymore with guys that had a choice of either going to prison or going in the military. But I tell you right now, on the 1st of October, the internet is going to the UN. They're going to shut it down. I can tell you right now that James Wesley Rawls was not wrong when he said Donald Trump may not make it to the 8th of November at room temperature. I was not wrong when I told you that Hillary Clinton is a globalist, maniacal maniac being propped up by drugs. I mean, the guy has to stab her every time she does a speech just to prop her up. It's just horrific, insane. So keep an eye on your kids this year. Try to eat organic food. Start listening to the people that are making the most noise. We are in horrible, horrible trouble in this country and on this planet. And it's all coming out of Washington, D.C. It's all coming out of Germany and NATO. And God knows what Israel's getting ready to do. God only knows what Bill Gates has planned for us this winter. Wake up, ladies and gentlemen. We are at war. We are in danger. It is real. Prepare or don't. This is the Everyman Show. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.